The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course, the election was on Tuesday. Now it's time, as we always do on Sunday morning, to join Hancock and Kelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, there's a lot to unpack here in terms of post-election. Michael, I'll start with you. What do you think happened here?
That's a good question. I was completely blindsided by the outcome on Tuesday night. I know there's lots of hot takes going on right now as to whether or not President Biden shouldn't have gotten out earlier, or whether or not the party's infrastructure was based on past thinking rather than, you know, working cell phones or the progressive movement, et cetera. I just tell you that, man, we got punched in the mouth, and it wasn't just a little bit. It was by everyone everywhere. And that's going to take some deep reflection and try to figure out what this party looks like going forward.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump won all of the battleground states. That was not expected. Coming in, we kept talking about how close this election was going to be, and it really wasn't. And some of the voters, you know, Latino voters, turned out for Trump, surprisingly, in some cases. So, Michael, I mean, how does the Democratic Party come back from this?
Well, I think right now you have to show what it is that you were critical of as it related to Donald Trump, and that is to participate in the peaceful transfer of power. And, you know, this president won. He won big. He's going to have the Senate. He's going to have the House. And the Democrats need to be the loyal opposition. But they also need to accept what the voters have said to them. And look, I can promise you one thing about Donald Trump. I don't believe that anything about his next 4 years will be any different than his previous 4 years. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to stop the insanity and to really put a wrench in some of the nonsense that Donald Trump will be up to, because he can't get along with anybody, including his own people.
Well, John Hancock, you had said one thing that gave you pause was Iowa results or polling that showed maybe Harris was going to win there, and that maybe that would spill over into some of the battleground states. That did not happen. So how surprised are you that Trump won this election and handily?
A little bit, not so much. You know, let's not forget the prior 2 months where I was predicting every Sunday morning that Donald Trump was going to win. And then you had that Iowa poll that really did shake me up and made me think that, gosh, maybe I've missed something that's going on under the surface, but that clearly wasn't the case. And we do know that one out of every 20 polls is completely bogus, and obviously that one from Iowa right before the election was one of those completely bogus polls. You know, it's really interesting to see the shift that has taken place in the American electorate. And for the entirety of my life, working class people have been very strongly aligned with the Democratic Party. and the Democratic Party and the worker were almost synonymous. The Democrats have lost that now. And working class people, people that, you know, were struggling to make it week to week, month to month, they're turning to Donald Trump. And it's not just white working class people. It's Latinos. It's African Americans. And something really, really significant has happened in this country. And, you know, we're gonna have to see how where it turns and twists from here. But this was a massively important election.
Well, going forward now, this is what we have. President Trump will be going in January, getting his second term, and he has the support of Congress. He'll have some, you know, influence, obviously, over the courts. So he really has no excuses to get what he wants done. Do you think that's going to happen, John?
I don't know. You know, his legislative success in the first term, he had some, particularly early with the tax cuts. But much of what he did in the first term was related to executive orders and foreign policy. So, you know, these first 2 years, I think, where you're going to have a slim majority in the House and a majority in the Senate, is going to be very telling to the success of this next administration. But there's an awful lot that a president could do by executive order and certainly through foreign policy that's going to be, you know, potentially lasting decades of impact for the country.
And Michael, from the Democratic perspective, what does the Democratic Party do in the next 2 years?
Well, number one, I think you have to sit there and allow President Trump to move forward with his agenda and potentially help hold him accountable. Look, it was one thing when he ran the first time and he said he was going to build a wall upon the Mexican border and the Mexican government was going to pay for it. None of that ever happened. For 99% of Americans, that's thousands of miles away from them. In this election, he promised he was going to do away with tips, tax on tips, that he was going to do away with tax on Social Security. And I think those are constituency groups who took him seriously. And I think they're unattainable, even without the opposition of the Democratic Party. And so I think you've got to help put a spotlight on that. This is a charlatan as it comes to standing for the policies of working people. Look, he's not delivering, but I can promise you he will deliver on his tax cuts for the rich. And so I think this is John Hancock always says that the easiest job in politics is to be the minority. Well, we're the super minority. All we have to do is sit and throw rocks and hold this man accountable. He was the one who put the bar high, and we'll wish him well and see what gets done.
All right, final question for both of you. Michael, I'll start with you. Was there anything else that stood out about whether either the presidential election or what happened in Missouri?
Well, we definitely have switched as it relates to Josh Hawley and Lucas Kuntz to this populist movement. And I'll be curious as to whether or not that's what's going to prevail for Missouri Republicans going forward. You know, Mike Kehoe had kind of cut himself out a little bit differently, but it seems like that party's going that way. And then number two will be whether or not the Democrats can fight themselves back to relevancy in the suburbs in the Missouri legislature, because they took a punch in the mouth there as well.
And you, John?
You know, my eyes are going to be focused on Europe to see what the United States policy is vis-a-vis Ukraine and vis-a-vis NATO. And I'm hopeful that that historic alliance that's been together for 80 years will sustain itself through the next 4 years, because that's going to be, in terms of just global politics, that's going to be the most significant thing that's could happen in the next 4 years.
All right, John Hancock, Michael Kelly. Thanks, gentlemen.
See you, buddy. You betcha. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.